So today we're looking at the fifth commandment, which is honor your father and mother so that your days may be long in the land and that the Lord your God is giving to you. Exodus 20, verse 12. Now this fifth commandment is a pivotal one. It is a turning point commandment because the first four commandments deal with our relationship with God and the last six deal with our relationship with others. And it's almost kind of made sense to me that we have it that way round, that when we get the vertical relationship with God right, or we get it on track, it's easier to get our horizontal relationships right. I say easier because it may still not be easy for all kinds of reasons, but it's easier when you're at peace with God to be at peace with others. Well, certainly that has been my experience anyways. So this commandment deals with important family relationships. So it's honor your father and mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Now, this commandment, more than any of the others, I believe, is easier for some than it is for others. What do I mean by that? Well, if you come from a very loving, caring, well-adjusted family background where you felt loved, where you were nurtured and provided for in a healthy way, then although your parents may not have been perfect, as there are no perfect parents, it should be a little easier to fulfill this commandment. But let's be serious. How do you obey this commandment if your parents abused you? If they neglected you, if they abandoned you? How do you obey this commandment if you're from a broken home? Or if you're adopted and you don't even know who your biological parents are and they don't want you to know either? From my past personal experience and as I've reflected on this commandment this past week, two things come to mind. Firstly, since this commandment comes from God, there must be a way to obey it, no matter how difficult or painful it may be. And secondly, I believe God has our best interests at heart. Therefore, obedience to this command must be in our best interests. So it's with that spirit that I encourage myself and each of you to approach this and any other commandment that we may struggle with. So the basic commandment. Honour your father and mother. The words are simple. They're simple to say anyway, but not necessarily simple to obey. The key word is honour. The Hebrew word for honour is kabod, which means to be heavy. The basic sense is that we're to treat someone with respect because they carry a heavy weight of authority. So therefore, with this command, we are to honour our parents simply because they are our parents and they carry this weight of responsibility, which means we treat them with dignity and respect because of the position that God has given to them. Now, the command does not say honour your parents if they deserve it or honour them if they treated you right. Now, the way your parents perform will certainly affect the level of relationship you have with them, but it should not affect the central reality that God commands us to honour our parents, whether they were good parents or not. Honour. If you were to try and sum up your first 16 years or so of your life in just two words, I wonder what words you would choose. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking there are two words that I would choose. The first is love. And then second is sparseness. Why love? Love because I was loved by my mother, especially. She made it very clear that we were precious, that we were special, not by overdoing it, but just by giving us those affectionate hugs and those encouraging words. She did it in so many ways that I grew up knowing that I was loved. I say sparseness, because to say poverty would have been probably a bit too strong. And sparseness was more that in those first 16 years or so, it was challenging times. And the reason I use that word sparseness and it was challenging times was because my parents separated when I was very young. In fact, before I can remember. And as a consequence of that separation, it meant that I grew up with my mum, single parent family. And although she loved us, things were tight, very tight. And it was challenging on every kind of level. One of my nicknames at school was Free Meals, because we were one of just a handful of families who had to have free school meals because we were below a certain financial line. So I had those two words in my head. And you could say maybe it was easy for me to honour my mother because she loved us and took care of us. For my father, who I don't remember meeting till I was 12, you could say, well, it was a little bit more tricky. But when I became a Christian, I really felt the Lord put onto my heart that I should pray for my family. And I said to the Lord, well, I do that. I pray for my mum, for my brother, and for my two nans. And he said, what about your father? I thought for a second, yeah, what about my father? And I realized that because of the situation, because I never really lived with him, and I saw him not very often, it was he wasn't really a father-son relationship. And I just didn't really see him as a father. We didn't have that kind of relationship. So I began to pray. I said, forgive me, Lord, I will pray for my father. And a few years after I began to do this, I hadn't seen him for several years. And when I realized that I was going to get married, I rang him and said, hi, Dad, how you doing? I'm going to get married. It'd be really great if you could be there. And he said to me, yes, he'd like that. And could he come and see me? And I said, yeah, sure. And he came. And the first thing he said to me was, would you forgive me? Would you forgive me for everything that's happened? My mother's and father's relationship broke down because of my father's continued unfaithfulness. And I really believe that God was working in his heart at that time. And I believe because I had an attitude that responded with forgiveness and with grace and with honor that God began to do a work of restoration. But I'd like to say that we became firm friends, and that sadly didn't really happen. But my father wasn't a bad man. He was a weak man, like I am. He was broken and foolish, like I am, and like many of us are. And God gave me the strength and the ability to both honour my father and my mother. So how do we practically do that? We do it by forgiving them. The first thing we do is forgive them. There are no perfect parents. Parenting is one of the toughest jobs I believe that God gives to us. And I say that, and I'm not a parent, but after 23 years in senior pastoral ministry, I've seen many, many families. And I believe parenting is both the greatest joy, the greatest privilege, but also the greatest challenge that God has given to us as humans. So there'll be mistakes. No perfect parents, no perfect children. And we honour our parents by forgiving them. We honour them by showing kindness and compassion to them. We honour them by caring for them. We honour them by speaking well of them. We honour them by obeying them as best that we can. And you know, when we obey this command, we're told the following. In Colossians 3, verse 20 in the New Testament, we're told that it pleases God. So children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. You say, well, that's talking about children, you know, children. No, it carries through. We're all children. You don't stop becoming children while your parents are still alive. Second thing is that it leads to long life. In Exodus 20:12, in this passage, it says, honour your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. And my experience is that actually, physically, life may not go on as long as it used to, but life is certainly better when there's less conflict, when there's inner peace and freedom from damaging hang-ups from the past. Life is sweeter, for sure. Now, for some of you who are parents, how can you make it easier for your children to honour you? The first one is by loving them. You know, one of the things that kept me in a kind of stable position was the fact that I knew that I was loved. My mother had very little in terms of practical things to give to us. It was very tight, as I said earlier. But she did give us love. And that brought a huge amount of security. So how do you show your love to your children? By spending time with them. By talking to them. By listening to them. By encouraging them. And by disciplining them. Challenging on this by discipline. Discipline is an important part of parenthood. So today, what I want to say is this, that whether we're children or their parents, whatever our family background is like, and you may feel that your family is dysfunctional, I want to say this, that your family wasn't an accident. Your parents weren't an accident. They were given to you by God. And we have an enemy that wants to destroy families. And one of the ways he does that is to try and divide these relationships and bring this division between fathers and children and mothers and children and fathers and mothers and wants to completely break up the family unit. But I believe that if we, with God's help, look at those relationships and honour one another, mutually honour one another, that God will help us to be both good children and good parents. And we can get a confidence of this, that whatever our family background has been like, whether we've been abandoned or abused, whatever our childhood was like, God tells us this, that we're loved. And how great his love is that we are children of God. He says he's welcomed in us as children of God. And that is exactly what we are. Amen.